Father, tonight we are just grateful for the opportunity you've given us to come together in prayer, to lift up your name, to magnify you, God, to glorify you, to exalt you, O God, and just to declare that you are God all by yourself. There is nobody who is like you. There is nobody who can be compared to you, and there is nobody who is above you. We come, O God, not in our own name as we come in prayer, but we come in the name that is above any other name, the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we say, God, tonight, hear our prayer, attend to our supplication, as we are not coming in our own righteousness, but we are coming in His. And Father, we come not empty-handed, but we come by the way of the blood of Jesus. And we say, O God, let something happen tonight as we pray. Let lives be changed. Let homes be transformed by the power of your Spirit. Let your anointing move, O God, and saturate the atmosphere where your people are. Let your word, O God, begin to activate and engage everything that must be activated in their homes. Let your word begin to engage everything that must be addressed, O God, tonight, in the name that is above any other name. Father, let the anointing be so prominent tonight that people's lives can be transformed. Your word declares that, O God, it is by the reason of the anointing that yokes are destroyed. Let your anointing move, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we know that you have given us the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to lead us and guide us. Therefore, Holy Spirit, tonight we invite you, come on in. We give you authority, we give you permission to do whatever needs to be done, for you are the one who knows the mind and the will of our God. You know what God has designed for this hour. You know what God has purposed for this hour. You know what heaven has said must be done. Bring us into divine alignment that our prayers may be effective. Your word says, O God, the prayer, the fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man will avail much. Father, we are not praying because of our own righteousness, but we are praying because you have been merciful to us. We are praying because, God, you have been faithful to us. And Father, we just first and foremost want to pray for those that are joining with us in prayer tonight, even for those that will be listening, oh God, via technology. We just ask, oh God, that whatever need they have in their lives, you are still Jehovah Jireh, you are still the provider. You are able to provide, oh God, all their needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You are still the one, O God, who makes a way where there seems to be no way. You are the one who brings healing. You heal every sickness. You heal every disease. You are the one who causes the poor to cry out that I am rich, and you cause the weak to cry out that they are strong. You are the one who gives wisdom, O God, to those that ask. You are the one, O God, who opens doors that no man can shut, and you shut doors that no man can open. We pray that, O God, you will meet every need that they have. Whatever need, O God, physical, spiritual, or emotional, O God, you are able to do. As you said in your word, O God, you will do exceedingly abundantly above all that they could ever ask or think. We say, O God, be it done unto them, O God, according to your word. And Father, according, O God, to their faith, may it be done. And Father, for the sake of your name, move in might and in power, and begin to address things in their lives. We pray for their homes, for the grace, the mercy, and the peace of God to be prominent and evident in every area, O God. May the joy of the Lord be present in their homes, and may that joy be the source of their strength. Father, may their prayers, O God, break through every barrier that has been set by the enemy, the barrier of fatigue. Let your prayers, their prayers, break through, O God. As they draw near to you, O God, draw near to them. As they are desiring to go deeper in you, O God, you call them to go to a deeper place in you that they have never been before. Let their sacrifices, O God, their gifts and their offerings be received in heaven, O God. And may heaven be pleased with whatever they are releasing for your praise and for your glory. We declare that their homes are blessed, O God, whatever season it is. The blessings of the Lord that make rich and add no sorrow with them are being released in their homes. We declare fruitfulness in every area of their lives. We declare an increase, oh God, in the economy of their homes. We declare that the grace of God is going to be evident in their home, that they are going to be different because you have called them to be the light and the salt. We declare that their children are blessed in their coming and in their going, that they prosper in whatsoever they set their minds to do, that your hand, O God, your hand of protection surrounds them, that the enemy will have no way, no matter how he seeks for an occasion, because like you did for Job, you set a hedge of protection around him. You will do the same for your sons and your daughters. You will watch over their finances. You will watch over their seed. You will watch over everything that concerns them. Not only are you watching over it, oh God, but you are the one who said you will perfect everything that concerns them, oh God. So we say, do it, oh God, tonight for your praise and for your glory. That, Father, when they finish the day that we have entered into, they will look back and say, yes, this is indeed a day that the Lord had made. We rejoiced and we were glad in it. And we thank you, oh God, just for moving in a way that is not understandable to man, but it is a way of God. Thank you, God, for opening up the heavens, oh God, not because men have positioned themselves, oh God, not because of their own efforts, but you're opening up the heavens, oh God, for the sake of your name. You are opening up the heavens, oh God, because you determined, as you declared to us by the prophet Joel, that in that day you will pour out your spirit upon all flesh. Father, we declare that we are in that day that you spoke, O God, concerning the outpouring of your spirit. That in this day you are pouring out your spirit, O God, without measure. That, God, you are causing your spirit to come upon your sons and daughters to empower them, O God, not to follow their own way, but to follow the ways of their God, that they may be properly positioned for what heaven has sanctioned to come into their lives. We release boldness upon their lives to be able to declare and decree the oracles of God without any fear, to be able to proclaim what God has revealed to them, O God, knowing that heaven is going to guarantee what comes from their lips, O God. And I pray that tonight somebody will find strength, O God, that from their place of weakness there is a great strength that is coming. Because in your word you say to us, O God, in our weakness your strength is made perfect, O God. In that place that they have been suffering, O God, let a great victory be established in the name of Jesus. And we pray that, O God, whatever has been coming on them but has not been ordained by God is being released right now. Father, we release divine immunity from the things that the enemy is throwing their way. We declare that, God, this is a season that the divine protection that is in the blood of Jesus is being appropriated on their homes, O God. Whatever evil scheme the enemy has determined to work in their lives, O God, we declare that the blood is causing and overcoming, that the blood is overruling and overthrowing whatsoever the enemy has designed to do. Because your word, O God, says, whatever, no weapon formed against your people shall prosper. We stand on that word. And moreover, God, you declared by your word that when the enemy comes in like a flood, your spirit is going to raise up a standard against him. We declare that, God, you are raising up a standard right now against our adversary. He will not be able to surpass or overcome the standard that you're raising up against him, O God. You are establishing victory in the lives of your people, that every demonic conception, O God, will not survive the environment you are setting your people to be sustained in. But God, you are causing the dew of heaven to come upon their lives, O God, in abundance of joy and abundance of peace and an abundance of strength is being released right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we come before the throne and we say, God, every accusation that has been brought against them, O God, by the accuser of the brethren is falling to the ground. Heaven will not grant the petition that the adversary has because there is blood on the mercy seat, O God. And that blood is not speaking their damnation, but that blood is speaking their redemption. That blood is speaking their reconciliation with you, O God. And that blood, oh God, is not speaking death, but that blood is speaking life. And Father, we declare that every debt that is being raised up by the enemy to say this is why they may not be blessed, oh God, the blood of Jesus has fully paid the price that is required. Therefore, God, we declare by divine authority and under the unction of the Spirit of the living God that by the blood of Jesus they are guaranteed to receive the blessings that God has released upon their lives. Father, the enemy has no authority to shut doors that you have opened, and he does not have the authority, O God, to resist them as they walk through the doors that you have opened. Therefore now, God, we speak a pushing in the spirit that they will get the courage to be able to walk through the doors that you have opened, and the enemy will not resist what God has ordained. For Father, your word declares, O God, that it will not return to you void, but it's going to accomplish everything that you have sent it to accomplish. That word that you have released, O God, concerning their uplifting from the miry clay to a place of firm standing, the place of Christ, the rock, O God, your word will prevail right now in the name of Jesus. Your word that you declared, O God, that they shall be shalom, an abundance of peace in their home. That word, God, will not return to you void. That word is going to bring the peace of God in their midst. Therefore, God, whatever arguments, O God, have been rising, whatever disagreements have been present, O God, we declare that the peace of God is overshadowing it right now in the name of Jesus. God, whatever contention has been, whatever war has been raised up in their midst, O God, we declare a ceasefire right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we superimpose the victory that has been declared in the book of Revelation, where you said we overcame the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We bring that victory into our present day, and we say we have overcome the enemy. The devil has no room, O God, to operate in our lives and in our homes, because of that victory that has obtained on the cross of Calvary is being applied into our lives now. We declare that we are free, for the word of God has released us to us to know that he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Therefore, Father, right now we declare that every limitation that the enemy has imposed upon your sons and your daughters is breaking. It is falling to the ground. Every wall that has been set up to enclose and encompass us, we command you to break now, like the walls of Jericho fall to the ground in the name of Jesus. And Father, we declare that any hindrance that has been set above us, O God, to hinder our progression, to hinder our elevation, to hinder our rising, to hinder our uplifting, Father, we declare that you are releasing a word from the heavens, and that that separation, that limitation is beginning to crack, and that limit is breaking, that the sun is going to shine brightly and mightily in our lives. Father, we declare that you said we shall be above and not beneath, oh God. We declare that the ceiling that the enemy has set over our lives as a limitation, we are going to use it as a stepping stone to our next level in anointing, our next level in faith, our next level in wisdom, our next level in understanding. We make a declaration, may it be known in the earth and in the heavens that the sons of God are rising up above the limitation that the demonic systems have placed over them. We declare that God, tonight there is a release of anointing, there is a release of resources, there is a release of favor, there is a release of strength to be able to ascend to the new dimension, to be able to ascend to the new level that you have set for us, oh God. And there is nothing that our adversary can do, because if God be for us, then who can be against us? We rise up not in our own strength, we rise up not in our own wisdom, we rise up not in our own understanding, but we rise up in the name that is above any other name. We rise up in the name of our Lord and Savior to take our appropriate place as the head and not the tail, to take over our place, to be above and not beneath. Father, we declare that tonight there is an explosion of faith in somebody's heart. For your word says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. You are imparting your faith unto us, O God, tonight for your praise and for your glory. And Father, by faith we declare that there is an elevation. By faith we declare that we are stepping into a new level. By faith we declare that we are stepping into a new dimension because of what God has done. We release a new level of existing. We release a new level of living. We release a new level of resources, oh God, a new level of ability to be able to manage what you are bringing into our lives, oh God, a new level of authority. We release it now upon your sons and your daughters for your praise and for your glory. We declare that, God, it is according to your word. You said, oh God, we have dominion, authority, and power. Tonight, oh God, we exercise it now for your praise and for your glory. We declare that, God, the ceiling is breaking. We declare that, God, the limit is breaking as the walls are falling down around us and the ceilings are breaking above us, oh God. There is a new light, there is a new day, there is a new hope that is being released for your praise and for your glory. And there is nothing that is going to be able to resist what God is doing in our lives in this hour. For the praise of our God, we declare and we decree that this is the day that God is raising up his church, that this is the day that God is raising up his sons and his daughters, that this is the day that God is empowering his people, this is the day that God is causing them to possess their inheritance, this is the day that God is empowering those that are his own, that this is the day that those who know their God are going to do great exploits, that this is the day when people are going to cross over the border waters, the bodies of water that have been set around them as a hindrance, oh God. You have gone before them, oh God, to part the waters as you did for the Red Sea. You have gone before them, oh God, to part the waters as you did for the River Jordan. That, God, you are bringing them to the place where they are going to walk in their inheritance. Father, I thank you for that anointing to take over, for that anointing to overcome that you are releasing. Somebody say hallelujah. There is an anointing to overcome. There is an anointing to overthrow. There is an anointing to become all that God said you are going to become in this season. That you are not going to settle for less, but you are going to take everything that God has said is yours. And And you have to realize that God is not only going to empower you, but God is empowering everything that surrounds you. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm beginning to see that God is not only going to empower you, but God is going to empower the ministries that you belong to. God is going to empower the giftings and the anointings, the ministers that are in the midst of the congregation. He is going to give them clear vision. He is going to give them clear insight. I declare divine visitations in your midst. I declare an outbreak of the miraculous in your midst, so that you may know that there is a power that resides in heaven that no man can resist. There is a power that resides in heaven that darkness cannot withstand. I declare and I decree that as God is beginning to work supernatural things in the midst of the congregation, the captivity is going to be broken. Yokes are going to be destroyed. Burdens are going to be removed. You are going to begin seeing marriages being restored. You are going to begin seeing relationships being restored. The hearts of the fathers turning back to the sons, and the hearts of the sons turning back to the fathers. Mothers and daughters being reconciled. Rando koshara baderia no sora baha. Bradesta randiko rokuria baha. Rebrande rekia rabasara. Merendo rokureba randistara. Kerebra soko rabashia. Baderia ndusta rabande rekia rabaha. For the praise and for the glory of the name of our God, things are going to begin happening. I release an acceleration of how these things are going to happen. There are going to be unexpected things that are going to happen in the midst of the congregation. I release a barrier breaking anointing. And when the barrier breaking anointing comes, you are going to realize that in the places where there has been barrenness, there is going to be fruitfulness in the name of Jesus. And God is going to use the least expected people so that you know that this is not the hand of man, but this is the hand of God. If there is somebody who has faith here tonight, who has been believing God for a new level, the new level is just being released right now. Just embrace it. How do you embrace it? Just tell God, I receive it, and tell God, I'm going to live in it, and tell God, I'm going to walk in it, oh God, and I'm going to know how to operate in it. I'm going to know how to work in it. And may God give you the boldness to be able to operate at a level that you have never operated before, so that you know, this is not by the hand of man, nor by the will of man, but this is the hand of God, and it is by the will of God. God is a God who does what is impossible in the sight of man. He declares, where have you heard that a nation can be born in one day? That God can feed a multitude in the midst of a famine, that God can feed a multitude in the midst of a desert. God can provide water from a rock. God does the impossible. Korabaha. I want to tell somebody here, you have to understand that God is not carrying out a geographical direction. He is not taking out a geographical survey to determine where a bridge must be established for you to cross what is hindering you. God is not building a bridge over the waters. God is commanding the waters to be divided that you may be able to walk through. Because God is doing a new thing right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for the new level. I thank you for the new dimension you are releasing. I thank you for the new thing that you are doing. I thank you for the supernatural that you are releasing. I thank you, oh God, for the expectation. I thank you, God, for the faith. I thank you, God, for the anticipation of the great things you are going to do. We thank you, oh God, that you've not required for us to walk by sight, but you've required for us to walk by faith. By faith we see the great things you have done. By faith we applaud. By faith we rejoice. By faith we thank you, O God, for the great and mighty things you Oshakatara Kutorabaka Dedia Kusharaba Baraste Kariandoro Kobashe Tesaraba Kanduru. I need to remind somebody here tonight that God still works miracles, that God still does the supernatural, that God still does the impossible. Those Sarati All that God has to do is breathe and the waters will part. All that God has to do is breathe and the mountains will melt. All that God has to do is breathe and the valleys will be raised. God is a kerere kutarabandere kusharaba. You have been waiting for somebody to lay hands on you for your breakthrough. And I say tonight, God has sanctioned your breakthrough. You have to ask when God said, and the Holy Spirit says, do not doubt what your God is saying, do not doubt what your God is declaring. I speak to your spirit man. Receive what God is saying. Receive what God is declaring. Seketi ando sere paras to copra tekiato dombo tere rasa rabandere ki dere karandro. You stand where you stand and you say, God, how shall it be? And God is saying, if I did it for Sarah, I can do it for you. Shato cobrandere rusa rabake desta ragurom brandara. According to all that man has known, it was impossible. But to all that what God is, it was possible. The womb beyond its barren, its ability to be able to conceive, was able to carry a child to full term. And what it carried, what was carried in Sarah's womb was not deformed. What was carried in Sarah's womb was not stillborn. What was carried in Sarah's womb was not overdue. What was carried in Sarah's womb was not preterm. It was at the appointed kataya. Mandiria Koraba, Rekarandoro Shoraba Karanare, Rekarano Koraba Sharada, and God is saying, do not doubt what God has declared. Receive it, Kadaro Sharaba, Reko Wotaye Kobara, Kedesi Karanduro Kobashe, Kadaye Koro Sharaba Haya, Badaye Kobrandera Kades, Rebo Sharabandera. I want to tell somebody, do not try to operate what according to men's standards, do not try to operate according to men's morals. Kedara to Shoraba. esarate korabande kovoshe ketetara kombre toro sokora barae katandere koraba tarandose rai koroste ke tarae brondesia karaya bateki atondere kedes karaye koraba seria ndosere. In the name of Jesus, this is what the Holy Spirit is saying. You see, according to men's standards, Mary could not conceive because she had not known a man. Akatesa kushoko bratazire rayo kuhosharandri kura. And God said, when the Spirit of God is over you, the Spirit of God shall overshadow you. Shokoraba kirikuro sarabayere kereri andarabahaya kosharabandri kurosarabandri. God is about to do a new thing in you. And you see, it is one thing for God to do a new thing in you, and another totally different thing when God does a new thing through you. In you and through you. See, God did something in Mary. Anybody hearing me here tonight? God did something in Mary, but God was going to do something through her. Ha heke te kara ayoko ushaye kiresia obra hete ka ikoro sharaba ay kara. And God just taking me to 1 Samuel. See, Hannah was barren. Atoko sharaba he to roshanabandere kurodaraba, and she was praying for God to do something in her, but God was saying, I'm gonna take this feather baby, I'm not just gonna do something in you, I'm gonna do something through you. And what I'm going to do through you, in you, and through you will not only take away the reproach of your barrenness, but what I'm going to do through you is going to be a blessing to the nation. Anybody hearing me? What God is about to do in you and through you is going to be a blessing to your household. Oh shakataiko, oh rabake, esa iko da destarande, kuraye kataya, oh sharande kriya, brandosarabaye kire, kire kro, oh sharabandara karandere da ikoro, rae karande. It's going to be a blessing to your household, a blessing to your family, areshoraba, a blessing to your sons, and a blessing to your daughters. What God's going to do in you and through you, it's going to blow your mind. It's going to be a God thing all over. For the praise of our God in glory. And God is just lending me. God is just lending me in the book of Joshua. Hatarayo o sharake de sara kumbre sarayo kubresteri ribresterando kurabandere boroshurabandere rekraye brundaraba. And God is saying, like Rahab. Andere o shara. God is not looking at where you have been. He's looking at where you are now. God is looking where you have been, is looking where you are now. Hasi rai kuhu sharandarai reka rahe broso pranara. Your name may have been tarnished. Your reputation may have been not a good reputation. But when you joined up with Jesus, satereo prasete kara broso koro kura barande re o hasi ke arai ko teteria prasata iko kotora baha ke braka de gede. When you joined up with Jesus, aye korabaha, e brando koraye karaye gotoshere rae kadaza de gobrodo karaye kumbreteria. Yes, raye brondos de ke korabaha. Sarando, not only did God deliver Rahab's family, kara proso tereki abaraya, but he grafted her into the lineage of the Messiah. Anybody hearing me? Great thing in you and great thing through you. That is what your God is doing in this hour. Father, I thank you for banishing it. Father, for breaking, for removing the tarnished reputations. I thank you, O God, that any man is a new creature in you, Christ. I thank you for the blood that is able to wash and cleanse, that takes anybody who is as red as crimson, O God, and makes them as white as snow. I thank you, O oh God, for the power of the forgiveness of sins. I thank you, oh God, for separating as the far as the east is from the west, oh God, between us and our sins, that you have brought us into right standing with our Sharaya. The word of God says he has taken us translated us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his son, from the darkness into the light. Somebody say hallelujah. You are a child of light. You are no longer a child of darkness. Therefore, the devil has no right to claim you as his own. You have been bought for, fully paid for by the blood of Jesus. Because God is doing a new thing in you and through you for the praise of our God. And when God begins to do you the new thing in you, I pray that you are going to see things that nobody else sees. Anybody hearing me? You are going to see things that nobody else sees. You are going to see things that nobody else sees. Can I just tell somebody, you get into a place where you realize there were so many wealthy men in Jericho. There were so many people with good reputations in Jericho, but they did not see what Rahab saw. They did not believe like Rahab believed what she heard. Anybody hearing? When their opportunity came to deal with the spies, they took a different route. They wanted to kill them, but Rahab took the opportunity and made a deal with God. Anybody hearing me? Oh, kubashe dazarako shanda bara yaniyo koda bandara. Because you have God gives you insight. God gives you foresight. The book of Proverbs makes it clear. He said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Rahab had a fear of God, for she knew that God had given the city over. May God grant you wisdom tonight. May God grant you wisdom tonight. You see, wisdom is not about just surviving where you are. Anybody hearing me? Because wisdom has to do with navigating from where you are to where you're going. To navigate from where you are to where you're going. Because where God has called you cannot be navigated by ignorance. It's going to be navigated by wisdom, because wisdom requires for you to know how to respond when God echoes. When God reveals what is yet to come. Let me put it this way to you. You see, when Hannah was negotiating with God, it wasn't just about her having a child, but it was about her ability to give it back to God at the appointed time. That was the wisdom. Anybody hearing me? Because when Eli prophesied over Hannah in his ignorance, he only prophesied as far as as far as God granting her a petition to give her a son. But God was going to give the nation much more. God is about to give your family much more through you. He's about to give your nation much more through you. I call forth for that ministry that's buried in you to rise in the name of Jesus. I call forth for that vision that has been laying dormant in your life to rise in the name of Jesus. That unbelief that has been holding you back from moving to do what God has said must be done, We contend with it tonight and we command it to leave you now. Let faith arise. Let belief arise in the name of Jesus. That talk you've been having within yourself saying, I cannot do so much more. I don't know how, but you know somebody who does. His name is God. God is not asking you to do this on your own. God is saying, come and join with me. Come and yoke with me. Come and move with me. Come and walk with me. So that we can manifest the dream that I gave you. So we can manifest the vision that I gave you. So that we can break the barrier according to the dream that I gave you. Walk with me. 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 God is saying, by yourself you are not able, but with me all things are possible. With me you are able. You are able. You are able. You are able. Walk with me. Trust me. Take me at my word. In you, a ministry is coming forth. In you, a generation is going to be transformed through you because God is with you. I want to remind you again, you have declared time and time again, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You have declared time and time again that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Now God is calling you to a place where you have to do all things. 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 Right now you are saying, I don't have the money. God is saying, I own a kettle on 1,000 hills. All the gold is mine. All the silver is mine. You are saying, God, I don't have the strength in my old age. And God is saying, I am the Ancient of Days, and strength is in me. Strength is in me. Strength is in me. Strength is in me. You are saying, God, I don't have the resources. And God is saying, the earth is mine, and they that dwell therein. There is nothing that lacks in me. There is nothing that can be insufficient in me. God is saying, I give you access to whatever you need. All you have to do is walk with me. Allow me to do something in you. What is God doing in you? He is raising up your level of faith so that he can do something through you in the name of Jesus. Like Moses, you are saying, God, I don't have the dexterity of speech. And God is saying, if I have to make you a god, like a god, and set prophets around you to speak on your behalf, I will send Aaron to do your bidding, Aaron to speak what I show you. And God is saying, if you say, God, I am of slow speech, God is saying, can I not teach you how to speak in a day? And some are saying, but God, I am not educated. And God is saying, I am the giver of wisdom. You're saying, God, I don't know how to preach. And God is saying, I am the preeminent preacher. God, I don't know much Bible. God is saying, I am the Bible author. God is saying, but God, they don't know me. But God is saying, my name is above any other name. He is saying, walk with me. God is saying, but God, I don't come from the right bloodline. But God is saying, you've been engrafted with my bloodline. There is no blood that has power but the blood of Jesus. You are in the perfect bloodline. And you are saying, but God, I was born in the wrong neighborhood. But God is saying, I placed you there to bring you out as a testimony of the greatness of my power. Don't you know that God declared that there are some that found themselves in affliction, not because of their own doing, not because of their own cause, but that the works of God may be made manifest. You were born in that neighborhood. You were born in that bloodline. You were born that gender. You were born with that strength. You were born that color, so that the works of God may be manifest in you and through you. You have been in a place where you say, God, I don't know, God, I it's impossible, but God is saying, I brought you in that place so that in me you can be strengthened, in me you can be empowered, and through me you might have a testimony that compels many. In the name of Jesus, not by might, God says, not by power, God says, but by my spirit, but by my spirit. I'm going to say it again. Not by might, anybody hearing me, not by power, says the Lord, but by my spirit. And there's nothing that is hard for God to do when God moves into the spirit dimension. I'm going to say it again. There's nothing that is impossible to be done in the earth when God moves into the spirit dimension. For you all, you know, God is a spirit. When God takes things the realm of the spirit, so much more is going to happen. So much more is going to break out. If you want to see how God begins to operate in the realm of the spirit, just open up the book of Genesis and you hear, God said, God said, God said, God said, and it was. God is operating in the spirit dimension. The spirit was hovering and God released a word and something was formed. The spirit is hovering over you and God is releasing a word and something is being conceived in you. Something is being birthed in you. Something great and something mighty. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now I know I am not ignorant of the laws of biology. I'm not ignorant of the laws of gestation. I'm not ignorant of the laws of conception. I'm not ignorant of how long you must carry the baby. But this is a God thing. This is a God thing. I'm going to say it again. This is a God thing. This is a God thing. And because you are dealing with the God thing, God does not have to wait for a year for your ministry to come from the ground. Anybody hearing me? God puts an idea in you and God can birth an idea in you today and you see its manifestation. You are holding the baby. If I can just quote the word of my pastor declares that God is the only one who puts an apple seed in your hand and comes eating an apple from the seed in your hand and says, but God, I don't see the tree yet. And God saying, I know that the seed is going to bring forth a tree from for I am already eating an apple from the tree whose seed you are holding in your hand. There is an acceleration with God. There is an acceleration with God. There is an acceleration with God. I can have a short about, if you doubt God, just go and read the book of Exodus. When just go and read the Bible where God said to Aaron, put the rods in the tabernacle. And overnight, the rod of Aaron budded and brought forth fruit. Almond fruit on the rod that was dead, long, not even connected to the tree, but it brought forth fruit overnight. That is the God you are dealing with. Don't say it's too late. Don't say it will take too long. If God gives you something today, next week you might just be a multimillionaire, if that's what God has ordained. If God says today you shall be rich, it doesn't matter what your education level is. It doesn't matter what your background is. God can turn it around in a night. Let me show you. Because there is a biblical pattern for it. God says, you are about to leave this land of Egypt. Now go and borrow from your neighbor. Anybody here, go and borrow from your masters. And overnight, people that were slaves, people that were poor, they left with everything that they needed. Somebody say hallelujah. And I want to let you know, when they were in the wilderness, Holy Spirit, I thank you. When they were in the wilderness, God says, I gave some men wisdom in all manner of craftsmanship and workmanship. They did not go to metal school. They did not go to gold metallurgy school, but God gave them wisdom overnight to be able to operate in a particular skill. I'm telling you here, somebody is being anointed to do what they couldn't do. If just in case you want, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, a thing shall be established. An angel was sent to the house of Gideon, and Gideon was threshing wheat in a wine press. Yet the Spirit of God came and said unto him, you are a mighty man of valor. You are not a man who's just threshing wheat, who's trying to survive, but you are a warrior. You are a man of war. You are a man who is going to be empowered by God to do what needs to be done. Yet Gideon had some doubts, but God was calling Gideon from the place of his future. Anybody hearing me? There were some men of no reputation. I feel the anointing rising up right here. They were men of no reputation, men of ill reputation, men who were in debt, men who had nothing. They came to David in the place of the cave, in the wilderness. Yet David worked with them and they became the mighty men of God. No matter how long it takes, it may be a day, it may be a week, it might be a year. Next time this year, if God declares it, it shall be as God has declared it, no matter how impossible it might seem in your sight. God is about to do something supernatural. I just came to prophesy over somebody. I am breaking the limitation of your life. I am breaking every ceiling that has been set over you. I am breaking every wall that has been enclosing you. God is saying, break free, break free, break free. I just day karaya bo shora bandera for you just to look up rosara bandera bo toraba and just declare it is over. I'm no longer going to be at this level. I'm coming up higher in the name of Jesus. Sarabaya bo rosara. I'm coming up higher because God is calling me higher. I'm coming up higher because God is calling me higher. Aya bo rabanda bo shere yandera ba sarabandere. And I pray that God allows you to walk further than you've ever walked before, that God allows you to walk further than you've ever walked before. I just feel that there's an anointing that is real, and that anointing is just stirring, it's rumbling. That anointing is stirring and it's rumbling, and that anointing is stirring and it's rumbling. It just wants to let somebody know you are going to go further than what your forefathers ever gone to. You're going to go further than whatever they've gone to. You're going to go further than whatever they have gone to because of what God is releasing right now. Great and mighty things are being released in your life. You are going to do so much more than whatever they've dreamed of. In the name of Jesus. 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 And here's what happened. What you are going to do is literally going to astonish you. Not only astonish other people, but it's going to astonish you. Because this is the Lord's doing. This is the Lord's doing. Can I just tell you what Ephesians says? Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly, above all you could ever ask or think, to him be the glory forever. Great things are going to happen in your life. I want to pull up this verse right here. Let me just see if I can find it from my computer here. This is the book of Zechariah. Let me just go to the book of Zechariah. I want to pull this up, and that will be the last verse I read tonight. I haven't read any verses tonight, but I want to read Zechariah. The book of Zechariah. I want to read the book of Zechariah. Hallelujah. Help me, Holy Spirit, here. This is what Zechariah says in the third chapter of the book of Zechariah. He says this, and he showed me, this Zechariah speaking to Joshua the high priest. He says, and he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to oppose him. And the Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is this not a brand plucked from the fire? Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and was standing before the angel. Then he answered, that's God, and spoke to those who stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. And to him he said, they're speaking to Joshua, see, I have removed your iniquity from you, and I will clothe you with rich robes. And I said, let them put a clean turban on his head. So they put a clean turban on his head, and they put the clothes on him, and the angel of the Lord stood by. Then the angel of the Lord admonished Joshua, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, if you will walk in my ways, and if you keep my command, then you shall also judge my house, and likewise have charge of my courts. I will give you places to walk among these who stand here. Hear, O Joshua, the high priest, you and your companions will sit before you, for they are a wondrous sign. For behold, I am bringing forth my servant the branch. For behold, the stone that I have laid before Joshua, and upon the stone are seven eyes. Behold, I will engrave its inscription, says the Lord of hosts, and I will remove the iniquity of that land in how many days? In one day. In that day, says the Lord of hosts, everyone will invite his neighbor under his vine and under his fig tree. Anybody hearing me? Well, I wanted to show you, there are so many things that I'm there, but what I want to show you, God says, I remove the iniquity in one day. And this is what God said. There is an accusation that is being brought before God concerning Joshua. And you notice that God said, take off the filthy garments and put a new garment on you. God is saying, I'm going to cover your sin. I'm going to cover your sin. Somebody here tonight, there are some things that are in your life that the enemy has been using as accusations before the courts of heaven. I told you about your past. It's not about where you're coming from. It's about where you are. Because the blood of Jesus is able. And God is saying, I am going to take off the filthy garments from you and put on your clothes on your life. You are going to be blessed. You are going to prosper. Because God has forgiven you of your sins. And the enemy now has no legal right to hinder what God is about to release in your life. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for the blood of Jesus that is able to deal with the sins in our lives. We thank you, O God, that because of the blood, the enemy cannot now raise an accusation against us because we are cleansed, we are washed, we are clean, not because of our own strength or our own cleansing, but by the cleansing of the blood of Jesus. Father, I thank you and I bless you for not forsaking us, but for keeping your hand upon us, for leading us, O God, and guiding us to a place we've never been before. We thank you, O God, that you are moving not by might nor by power, but you are moving by your Spirit. Thank you, O God, for your mercy. Thank you, God, for your grace. We stand before you, O God, amazed that you will use broken people such as us to do great and mighty things in the earth for the sake of your name, for your praise and for your glory in all the lands. You are God and you are God alone. Amen, amen, and amen. And I want to echo these words to you. Remember, this is the day that the Lord has made. You will rejoice and you will be glad. Doesn't matter what the enemy is saying, what God has declared shall be. Take it to heart, receive it, walk with God, and see what is going to happen In the name of the author and the finisher of our faith, the high priest of our confession, and the captain of our salvation, we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen.